Today we're commemorating the passing of Rama the Ninth. Passed away 9 years ago on October 13th. We're dedicating merit to him today for all the good that he's done with Thailand. He did a lot of good for the world as well by making Thailand a safe place. The forest tradition was able to survive. And people from other parts of the world could come to Thailand and study. And it's because of that that we now have what Metta here right now. So we're indebted to him. So one way of repaying our debt is to dedicate merit to him. We've paid homage to him. Now it's time to meditate to make our merit complete. In the year, I think it was 1987, or before that, when they had the 200th anniversary of the founding of Bangkok, he gave an address to the Thai people, and he chose to make the body of his address around four dhammas that the Buddha taught. There's a list of dhammas that the Buddha taught to a yaksha one time. The yaksha wanted to know what would be the best way for lay people to practice. And the Buddha taught him, he said there were four qualities. The first quality was truthfulness. Whatever is true, you say. Whatever is not true, you don't say it. And it's not just a matter of saying the truth, that you are true. You make up your mind you're going to do something good. You're true to that initial intention. And that way you don't give in to your defilements that weaken you. You maintain your intention to do good and you keep it strong. This is going to require the second quality, which is self-control. The Pali word is dhamma, D-A-M-A. In other words, when emotions come up that would get in the way, you have to, if you can't get rid of them, at least you don't show them out. They're like tigers in your house. At the very least, if they're tigers in your house, don't let them outside bother the neighbors. And this way you also maintain some control over your emotions, and that helps. It makes it easier to stick to what you truly want to do, and what is in your true best interest and the best interest of others. The third quality is endurance. Because there are going to be a lot of difficulties that you face in life. And you have to be able to endure them. The best way to endure them, of course, is to focus on ways of making yourself comfortable inside. This is one of the reasons why we practice concentration, to get a sense of well-being inside. So when things outside are difficult, we have a place where we can stay, where we can gather our strength. If we don't have this internal source of well-being, it's hard to endure. All you can think about is the troubles that are weighing you down. But here you've got something to lift you up, to expand the state of your mind. As the Buddha said, when you have an expansive state of mind, then no matter what bad karma is coming in from the past, you don't have to suffer from it. It's like being wealthy. If a fine is placed on you, you have a lot of wealth to pay off the fine. So you hardly feel it at all. If your mind is constricted, narrow, then when the fine comes, sometimes you can't pay it and you get thrown in jail. So develop this broad state of mind, this expansive state of mind, and that's your inner wealth. Then the fourth quality is jaga, relinquishment, which means two things. One is being generous, because this too is another form of wealth. You realize that you have more than enough of something you're happy to share. And then that becomes part of your good karma, your fund of good karma that you can depend on in the future. It also means making sacrifices. There are times when you do have to sacrifice little things for the sake of the big things that are really important. One of the basic principles of wisdom is that if you see there's a greater happiness that comes from abandoning a lesser happiness, you're happy to abandon the lesser one in favor of the greater. It's a very simple principle, but it's often hard for people because they want to win at chess and save all their pieces. You have to be willing to sacrifice some of your pieces in order to win at the game. There are pleasures that get in the way of the practice, and you want to be willing to give them up. In this way that you make up your mind and you want to be true to something that's really good, then you have the strength and the wisdom and the inner resources that allow you to stick with what's good. So this is the series of dhammas that the king saw fit to teach to the Thai people. I think it was 1982. And ever since then, it's been a good way to remember the goodness that he's done for the country and also to remember what he saw as would be good for people's well-being. It's rare that you find a leader of a country who has the well-being of the country in mind, the whole country in mind. Because it's through the inner qualities that people develop, that's how they develop. Outside development can make life more comfortable in some ways, but can also create a lot of problems. But inner development is always safe all around, always good all around. So if we want to remember the king, we can remember the Dhamma that he borrowed from the Buddha and taught, and try to honor him in that way. And we benefit, of course, and people around us will benefit as well.